This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Music today has been absolute garbage. Obviously, Solana just kind of hijacked the music from Jimmy, even though Jimmy is back. And the music today has been absolute garbage. I know he's doing it for Ultra. You going Ultra, Solana?
Maybe.
You don't know?
I don't know. I'd rather go to like a pool party or...
ask what you'd rather do. I'd rather win the lottery. I was just curious if you're going to Ultra.
I don't know. Sometimes I'll buy a ticket on Sunday to go to ASOT, stay at Trans Tent. We'll see. We'll see how the Heat play Saturday night, if I'm in a good mood Sunday.
This is the weirdest answer to are you going to Ultra. It's like, are you going to Ultra? Well, sometimes I like to do this. Are you going to Ultra?
And is he baiting me with ASOT? Because I wanted to ask what ASOT is, but I know he wanted to answer.
There's so many good... Miami Music Week event right now. I mean, I don't know if like my vibe is just trap house. I don't really know what my vibe is right now.
But who asked you for your vibe?
Well, depending on my vibe is, you know, depending on whether or not I'm going to be at Ultra Sunday for a State of Trance. I just don't have the answer for you right now, Hawk.
Oh, State of Trance.
Mm. All right, so he's not going. He wants to leave this, you know, little window of opportunity that maybe he's going to Ultra, but he does not belong at Ultra. He can't get around. I mean, he's got torn labrums. He's got a torn ACL. He might hit his head. That's not the place for you, Solana. Yeah.
Brother, I didn't miss an Ultra for 6 years. I belong at Ultra, okay?
But how long ago was that for
ten,
6 years?
10 years. Yeah. 10 years.
10 years ago?
10 years ago.
Yeah.
All right. Did you ever get beat up?
Not important.
We'll do Road to a Repeat, start out the 4 o'clock hour here. Sponsored by Celsius, essential energy drinks. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. You will hear the Panthers game tonight right here on 560 WQAM. You will get your debut, your South Florida debut for Brad Marchand. Here are some of the lines. Panthers tonight, -275 favorites. Ooh. Over the Utah Hockey Club, or -1.5 goals at even money. Over-under tonight is 5.5, 5.5 goals. And we were telling you some Brad Marchand prop bets earlier. Marchand to score a goal is +195. +195. Marchand shots on goal is set at 2.5, and that is plus 120. Marchand assists set at 1.5 at plus 145. And goaltending prop, Sergei Bobrovsky. Let's see the saves prop. Over 23.5 saves is at minus 105 tonight. There's your Florida Panthers props for what should be a interesting game at the Amerant Bank Arena because of the debut of Brad Marchand. Let's get headlines here for the 4 o'clock hour. We are live at Gulfstream Park, by the way. You've got the Florida Derby tomorrow. We were just talking about it with some bigwigs here at Gulfstream Park, and it is going to be sold out. It is going to be a mob scene, but in a good way. There is nothing like Gulfstream Park, the track, when it's a big high-profile event, and there are people in every nook and cranny, and the energy is amazing. So post time tomorrow, 11:30. It's a full day of racing, and you'll have 14 races on Florida Derby Day. Be a great day in Hallandale Beach. Let's get headlines for the 4 o'clock hour with Solana, brought to you by Doral Kia. Choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory, like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. And remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
The Marlins trying to make it 2-0. They're atop the NL East,
yeah,
gentlemen.
Buddy.
Stop the count, baby.
Let's go. Let's go.
They beat the Pirates yesterday. Walk-off from Stowers. And they'll do it again tonight. 7:10 p.m. is your first pitch.
What was the announced attendance yesterday? Do you know? When I watched it at the end, like it looked a hell of a lot more crowded than I thought it was.
Yeah.
I would say it had to be around 25,000 or so.
I saw a picture. Who took the picture? Trevor, that works here. He took a picture on the third baseline, up maybe 20 rows. It was that lower bullhawk. I'm not kidding.
Yeah, it was full.
Was slammed. Yeah. Completely slammed.
I would say from behind, you know, the shot from behind the pitchers, because there are, you know, Skeens and Alcantara, what people want to see. It looked amazing. But then I saw the pictures of the wide screen and the, you know, the top levels and all, and it was kind of.
I'm looking at the box score. They don't do
heavy attendance on the top levels.
They don't do attendance anymore in the box score.
I think that's an old man stat.
That was. I'm telling you, like, that was such a great stat back in the newspaper day.
Yeah. Ain't no one cares anymore.
Didn't they used to announce it at the games as well?
Yeah.
PA announcer would come on.
Yeah. Your attendance tonight.
I think they still do when the attendance is 98%.
I don't know, man. Maybe Appel left and, you know, they don't have their I's and T's dotted right now in that PA box.
Well, we don't know that they didn't announce it yesterday.
They need their T's dotted.
Oh, look at that. Marlins attendance. Let's go.
Make sure they dot their T's, huh?
Aren't you in attendance?
Let me see.
Yeah, I can't find it either. But, Hawk, I'm looking at a picture right now. I mean,
I didn't think it was embarrassing. I did not think it was embarrassing, I'll tell you that. And when Stowers hit that walk-off, that place erupted, man.
Hawk, all I did, because you're going to look at my phone, I Googled Marlins attendance. The first video was us talking about Marlins attendance.
That's funny.
Is that algorithm or is that just – because people don't talk about Marlins attendance that much.
Yeah, I sent you a picture, Hawk. I mean, that place was slammed. I don't think there was a single empty seat in the entire ballpark.
Kajana Carter said he was there. For sure not empty, but wasn't full.
Right, it wasn't full, but I didn't think it was embarrassing. Right?
That's good.
I mean, three boobs searching for this. You'd think somebody would have been able to find this by now.
It's pretty remarkable.
All right, well, tonight, 7:10 is your first pitch. The Miami Heat will play tomorrow in Philadelphia. They'll play the 76ers. That's a team without Paul George. That's a team without Joel Embiid. So it's the Heat and Kyle Lowry going head-to-head.
ESPN has it at 31,590 yesterday.
31,000 people in there.
I don't know, man. Andrew Wiggins won't travel with the Heat, by the way. All right, so, gentlemen, in the NBA last night, we had two of the most incredible games in a very long time. They happened on the same night. I'm going to start with the Indiana Pacers, who put 162 on the Wizards in Washington. They won by 53.
Wild.
But at one point, with 5 minutes left to go in the game, the Pacers were up 150 to 100. So the final 5 minutes, they didn't try to score. It got so bad that with under 2 minutes to play, the Pacers are just running out the clock on every possession offensively. And the D.C. crowd, the home crowd, is booing the Pacers, not because they've put up that many points, but because they're now refusing to run up the score.
That's embarrassing.
You know how I feel. Run up the score. Dolphins could have put 73 on the board against Denver. I mean, when you're like flirting with that kind of stuff, give the people what they want.
But I heard this story. I it was something big, and I was reading about it. I think that's as a coach, you tell your players just dribble in the corner until the shot clock runs out. Like, I think it's almost like star players not playing on big games or like, entertain, go score points. You're at 150. Was 140 not enough, or was 148 not enough? Now 150. Now, no, take it easy. We're at 150. Go score 200. Who gives a damn?
Put up as many as you can.
Yeah. The threshold. So, to your point, Mike McDaniel's threshold was 70.
Right, which is a weird.
Not
like
70.
73. No.
Going too far there. 155 now. We're disrespecting the other team. I hate it.
It's been all downhill since then, by the way. Mike McDaniel opts not to kick that field goal, which Jason Sanders would have missed. And it's been all downhill since then.
All right. And you want to know the over-unders for Dolphins season wins? Bet Online came out with the season win totals. You want to guess?
9, guaranteed.
Solana, you want to guess?
8.
So, Dolphins over-under last year was set at 10, if you recall. They finished the season with 8 wins. This year, it is set at 8.5.
Mm-hmm. Over.
Oh, I think they're going way over, but I'm high on this team.
Oh, yeah, you're high on something. They'll get 9. They'll get 9. I think they're a good team. I just don't. Yeah.
I think they're a better than good team. I will tell you, according to BetOnline, the biggest jump year to year, Denver is 4 more wins than they were listed with last year. I think we all saw Bo Nix.
That's what it is.
New England is 3 more wins than they were set last season.
And some people that's higher on.
They've had a lot of money to spend.
Yeah.
And if Drake May.
That's what it is. Drake May and all the free agents. I could see New England getting a lot better.
And Washington is 3 wins better than they were last season. That makes all the sense. Actually, you'd think it would be more than 3 wins after you watched Jaden Daniels last year. Biggest drop-off year to year, Cleveland. 4 wins less than was expected last season. The New York Jets, 4 wins less than what was expected with Aaron Rodgers last season.
Yeah.
And the Atlanta Falcons, 3 wins less than what was set last season going in.
Not surprised by any of the drop-offs. Those teams aren't good.
Buffalo Bills over-under for wins is 11.5.
Whew.
Just looking for the AFC
over.
East teams here.
I think Buffalo's about to roll. I'm worried about Buffalo.
8.5. New England is 7.5, and the Jets are 5.5.
I'd still go under Jets. How are they going to win?
I don't know.
I'd go over on the Jets.
Really?
Justin Fields, just go.
I mean, it's not an upgrade to Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, I'm not saying it is, but I think it's one of these situations. Why are you looking at me like I'm Chris Broussard, Crowder? I don't understand.
I am so interested in this answer. I was like, I didn't know he'd go this direction. The Jets are about to do something?
They were a dumpster. All we talked about last year was – I mean, Aaron Rodgers, it's the same team that Zach Wilson had. How is it not going to be Aaron Rodgers who's going to give him more wins? Well, it's a similar team. They have decent draft capital going into this year. And now you add a guy who has zero expectations. This is a gap year, a bridge year for the Jets. Justin Fields, here's one season to just go be you. Go do whatever you want. And I think it's going to benefit him. And I think that team is still a solid, decent team if healthy.
Solana, the Bears spent a high draft pick on him and said, nope, you can have him. The Steelers saw him and put a 90-year-old in front of him quickly, and now he's going to go to the Jets and take him to 8-9 wins? I don't believe in Justin Fields. I guess that's the difference in us. Like,
hold
no,
on a second.
No.
The over-under was set at 4.5. I didn't say they're going to go win the Super Bowl, Crowder. I'm just saying I think they're going to win more than five games.
I believe in Drake. You know what? It's kind of – I believe in Drake May. I believe in what they've added. The Jets are the Jets, the exact same Jets with now Justin Fields at their quarterback. I don't believe in them.
Look at that. Barney hit another winner or got another cocktail, another libation.
Smile.
Maybe a combination of the both.
The other big NBA story that I wanted to share with you guys was last night. Hawks Chicago Bulls pulled off one of the craziest sequences in NBA history.
By the way, as someone pointed out to me on Instagram via DM, this is the day after I crowed about LeBron's basketball IQ.
Mm-hmm.
Like I did with Coach Larinaga, and even when he wasn't out with us yesterday, all I talked about how was this guy's innate ability to know a game situation. We've never seen anything like this before. He had maybe the worst 30 seconds of basketball in his career at the end of the game last night.
And there's something to be said about it happening in Chicago while the entire Stephen A. Smith drama is going on as well.
Where he talked about MJ doesn't talk to him. And it was unbelievable what the Bulls did at the end of that game. It was unbelievable.
They're down 5 with 10 seconds to go. Kobe White hits a 3 in the corner. Yep. They get the steal on the inbound. Kobe White hits a 3 right at
and
the break.
And that was LeBron inbounding it, by the way.
Correct.
Terrible inbound pass.
So in a span of 3 seconds with under 10 to go, down 5, now they're up 1. Lakers get the ball with 6 seconds left. Luka, LeBron are decoys. It's Austin Reeves. Hook shot puts them ahead with 3 seconds left. And then Josh Giddey from 54, game winner at the buzzer from half court.
It was unbelievable. You don't have the call of that, do you?
We do. We're going to upload it when we go to break.
It's Hawk. The most amazing call that you'll ever hear. Who's the Bulls analyst?
Stacey King, isn't
it? Is that Stacey King?
I think
Stacey.
So. Yeah.
Well, I just didn't know if it was the radio call or the TV call, but Stacey King is their analyst, and we've got him saying Giannis, and we love that. But I love Stacey. Stacey King used to play for the Bulls when I was a Bulls fan. He is out of control.
One time, y'all
he is
me the clip.
Out of control.
Yes. But that you what? How do you calmly analyze those 10 seconds?
No, I'm not even saying you have to calmly analyze it. Obviously, he's got – you know how I go into these phases where I keep saying the same things over and over and over? Yeah. You can tell Stacey King is in a Sanford and Son phase because he keeps saying, it's the big one, Elizabeth. It's the big one, Elizabeth. I'm sure Solana doesn't even know that that's from Sanford and Son. But like these are classic 70s sitcom lines, but he just keeps saying it in every scenario. It's not like just the Josh Giddey basket that he's yelling it out. It's all throughout the sequence. This is the big one, Elizabeth. This is like it's funny, man.
He should have saved it, held the money line.
He
back.
Sounded like a rambling insane man during the entire 30-second clip. I loved it.
Yeah,
I love it.
I see what you're saying. Not, he's not Kevin Harlan.
I know. Did you hear that, Elizabeth? Here comes a big one from Nelly in Heart of a Champion. I don't know if you remember that song.
No, that's Sanford and Son.
Damn.
That's from Sanford and Son.
I thought that was just a Nelly bar from like 2002. No.
That's Sanford and Son. But if Nelly used it, he's referencing Sanford and Son. Yeah. That's what Fred Sanford used to say. Oh, here comes the big one, Elizabeth. Here comes the big one, Elizabeth.
Hawk, somebody correctly DMs me, and he says, Hawk just said that was the worst 30 seconds of LeBron's career. This is Kevin on Twitter. Well, he must have missed the 2011 finals.
That's a good point. Yeah, good point.
What was that when that little J.J. Barea locked him up?
Mm-hmm. Good point.
Man, that was ridiculous.
Well, he tanked the NBA finals in 2011 because Dwayne Wade was going to win a finals MVP over him.
Oh, yeah. I hadn't realized that till now.
Which was the year that he let that little boy lock him down? The little boy looks like the size of a Coke bottle.
Yeah, 2011.
That was ridiculous. Now he got his son in the league. J.J. Barea's better than Bronny's, hands down.
Is J.J. Barea still in the league?
No.
If Bronny can be in the league, he should be.
I tell you who's better than J.J. Barea and Bronny. It's Davion Mitchell.
Davion was letting that thing fly the other night.
So high on this guy, man.
Oh, he looked good in that Golden State game.
I am ready to run through a mother effing wall for Davion Mitchell. I mean, this guy, he bleeds Heat culture. Bleeds Heat culture. Man, I love that guy.
He's the part of the big three?
Listen. You want to rebuild around Davion? I'm not complaining, all right?
A Davion rebuild. Hawk, these people are crazy.
We've heard this so many times from Solana about so many different players. And I'm not saying Davion Mitchell's not having a great run, because he is, and he is fun to watch. He's just fun to watch. But we do this over and over and over. We have found the next guy over and over and over.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. Give me tape where you're hating on off night so then I can make montages. Go ahead. Go ahead. Do it. Give me tape. Come
on. Who do you think? He's the next what?
Dwayne Wade.
So, bam.
I was going to say Josh Richardson, Justin, Justice Winslow.
How dare you? How
bam,
dare you?
Bam, Tyler, Wiggins, and Mitchell. Run it back.
And Kalel.
And Kalel. Now, we got five, huh?
Well, Davion comes off the bench, though. Good six man.
Yeah, know your role, Davion.
We got a great six man. We set to go up.
Listen, Crowder, I hate to break it to you, but you were the six man for the Miami Dolphins. So maybe show a little more respect.
I started. If I played, I started. I was injured. I could get injured now.
Leo Messi is set to return, by the way, tomorrow. Inter Miami hosts Philadelphia United. I don't know if he's going to play, but he is set to return. He will be available for the 11. And then you have March Madness continues. Sweet 16 tonight. Ole Miss, Michigan State kicks things off at 7. Kentucky and Tennessee, a battle of a 2 and a 3 seed at 7:39. Michigan and Auburn to 1-5 at 9:30. Houston, Purdue at 10. Tomorrow, Elite Eight, Texas Tech and Crowder's Florida Gators will tip off at 6 p.m. from San Francisco.
Look at you.
I already got it in. I took them. -7.
Is that what it is? 7?
Yeah. It was 6.5, and I didn't take it. I got the 7. I said, let me grab this 7 before it goes to 7.5.
All right, guys, your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7, partly cloudy. It's in the 80s. Tonight, it'll be in the 70s. I saw a picture just now of Lone Depot Park. Looks like the roof is closed for Friday night.
All right, very good. We're at Gulfstream Park, and you got the Florida Derby tomorrow. A couple things I want to get to. I'd like to play that Bulls call from last night in the next segment. If we can do 15 minutes of heat. Our friend W2 Roy is here. I want to get an update on his job situation, because every time we're on live remote, he's a man who has multiple W2s every year.
This year he may put up a goose egg, but in the past he's had multiple W-2s.
Hey, we're going to CPA.
So we have a lot of stuff to get to. Don't go anywhere. We got to get to 50 minutes of heat.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Search Katy Perry. You'll figure out why Jimmy wants to do the dishes.
Hawk and Crowder.
Back live at Gulfstream Park in Hallandale Beach. And tomorrow is going to be a big one here at Gulfstream. The $1 million Curling Florida Derby. Full day of live racing tomorrow. 14 races. First post is 11:30 a.m. Visit GulfstreamPark.com for all the info and the calendar of events of what's coming up. So we're here at Gulfstream Park, and sitting across from us wearing his San Francisco 49ers T-shirt is our friend W2 Roy. Roy has been a fan of this program for years.
Long time.
Seen him forever, and he always stops by. But we've nicknamed him W2 Roy because, man, it was, I can't remember, how many years ago did you set your record on W2s for a calendar year?
That was like 4 years ago.
4 years ago. How many W2s did you end up with?
Man.
Nine.
I remember that number. Yeah.
And the amazing thing is his wife is a longtime listener of the show as well. And Nikki has social media, and she DMs me all the time. She has the steadiest job. She works security for the Miami Heat. She's a big wig down there. She's at Ultra, by the way, this weekend. But how long? She's held her job.
20 years.
20 years. Years.
It's called balance because.
Right. You guys balance each other out. And she lets you be who you are. She knows that you're not going to be able to hold a job for a long time. It's just not in your makeup.
I'm going to change that.
Okay. He's going to change
it. What happened? Last time we talked, we was at Twin Peaks.
No, it was him. It was at Carousel Club.
Oh, the Carousel Club. You said you were going.
I was at Goodyear.
That's right. Goodyear was the longest job you held in a long time.
Nope, but 2018 warehouse job.
Right, but Goodyear you'd held for a long time since. Like that,
year and a half.
Yeah, year and a half. And then what happened?
Wasn't working out.
Yeah, it just wasn't working out.
What wasn't working out?
No, that you don't need any more than that. It wasn't working out. wasn't working out.
But what happened with Goodyear, Roy?
Wasn't working out. Me and the manager wasn't seeing eye to eye no more.
Yeah.
Time will change.
But you've been doing day labor stuff, right? Like you were up at 4:30 this morning.
Got picked.
And he got picked.
I was in North Miami.
Yeah, he did work today.
And what do you mean? Like day labor.
Yeah. Like you gotta get up at a certain time in order to get picked. But it ain't guaranteed for you to get picked. So toss up.
And you doing it.
I've been doing it for a couple of months now.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Because that's rough for you to get up that early, because we know one of the reasons you lost one of your other jobs was because you didn't like to get up in the morning.
Come in late.
Yeah,
come in late.
But day labor, you're trying to get picked. You can't come in. You come in late, you're the only one standing there.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
No good. No good.
So you're doing it now. You said you got something coming up, though. You said.
Yeah.
I mean, don't jinx it. Don't give away the name if you don't want. But what do you got coming up?
City Hollandale.
Or give away the name. That's fine. Either way.
Hey,
listen, though. It's City of Hallandale. If you're listening, I vouch for Roy.
Yes.
And you should absolutely hire him. I don't think you'll have a better employee. No. Now, not for maybe a long period of time, but when he's engaged.
You had a go. Because we talked about this before, the government jobs, the guaranteed the
lock in.
You locked in, but before, like, the lock didn't lock.
It didn't last.
Yeah, it didn't last.
Because the manager and you ain't see eye to eye.
No.
Yeah. So what do you think you'd be doing for the city?
It's going to be that water and sewer.
Uh-huh.
Pipes and stuff like that.
All right.
You down in there?
Yeah. Get dirty. Down and dirty.
But you've been through a number of interviews? Like, you think you're close?
I did an interview already. I did a background physical and a drug test already.
You did what?
The background physical and drug test.
Oh, you got to do it. This is serious.
I did it already.
But you passed it all.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the next step.
All right.
Everything's done.
And is Nikki all over you? Like, hey, come on, Roy. You got to get something together. She says this got to be it?
This the one.
Is she proud of you for waking up and going to the labor pool in the morning?
She appreciate it.
Yeah?
I get up between 4 and 4:30 every morning.
Look at you.
Not weekend, though, so.
Some days you get picked or some days you don't?
Yeah, correct, yeah. Toss up.
And you kind of, when they come around to pick guys, you ever slide behind the store so you don't get picked because you don't feel like working?
Nah, man. I always want to work, man. Huh? Nah. But I got two stories, though.
All right.
They sent me to Doral, but it was pressure washing.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to hold the
wand.
Yeah. But my right hand was killing me because the gun.
You couldn't change it to the left hand?
Both hands start hurting.
Yeah.
Then last.
Yeah.
I left there at 2 o'clock, gone.
So what were you pressure cleaning?
Sidewalk. then last.
But, Roy, you just – so they pick you, and then you tell them, nah, I ain't with this.
No, that job, the pressure washing job, I can't do it.
But then, like, you just tell the person, like, hey, this is too much.
Can't do it.
And they
send me home.
Huh.
For one day?
It was hard, man. My rib was killing me, man.
Yeah.
My rib was hurting. And then that's
you weren't. Yeah.
And then that's my bowling hand. My bowling hand.
That's his bowling hand, man. Screw up his bowling hand. Crazy. What do they want? I mean,
and then with the day labor, like, you don't know what you're doing headed into it.
Most time it's like construction, cleaning up, picking up trash, sweeping. That's what they're most days.
And they pay you at the end of the day, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Check.
You got a check today? Yeah.
Oh, no, I didn't get a check today.
You just saying that because Nikki's listening? I know you.
Yeah, Nikki calling right now.
I know you.
Well, you better pick that up. Nikki just called.
That's a lot of bad.
Uh-oh. And then what's the next one? You said you got two stories.
Ah, yeah. Another job they sent me was Doral. This one was shoveling up like dirt, and it was hard, and it was muddy because it was like wet the day before. Couldn't hang in there. I tried.
So, at what point do you tap out? Like,
I try to at least stay the whole day.
But what goes
get
on
the 8 hours?
But what goes on in your head? At what time, like in the day, does Roy start talking to Roy, going, "Roy, we ain't gonna make it today."
About 12, 1 o'clock.
About 12 or 1 o'clock. So you're about 3 hours in, 4 hours in?
Five. I started at 7.
Started at 7, okay. And then you start having that internal conversation. You go,
this ain't going to work.
This ain't going to work. I'm tired. I got no more shoveling left in me. I got to tap out.
Tap it out.
And do they get angry when you tap out?
No, they just sign a ticket, and then that's it.
All right. And you still get paid?
It don't be the weight, obviously. I left early, so.
Right.
Yeah.
And then do you tell Nikki when you get home? Yeah, I only worked 5 hours today. I couldn't do the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, what'd she say?
She don't get mad.
All right.
She get mad?
No, she don't get mad.
Then you don't say, because we know your wife well, you don't tell her that's my bowling hand.
That job I told her.
Yeah.
That I can't do this job.
I couldn't do the pressure wash. It was hurting my hand, the gun. Hurting my hand, my bowling hand.
Right. And what do you normally bowl? What do you normally bowl?
At spares.
No, but what do you score?
My average 204.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I throw a 2. That's
so
there.
I mean, yeah, but if he's doing the pressure washing, he's going to bowl a 160.
Throwing a 204 is more important to get the check than to throw a 204?
I tried, though, man, but my wrist was killing me.
Yeah,
man.
No, I get it.
Hey.
My wrist was killing me, man. I couldn't do it.
Well, whatever we can do for you. When I say whatever we can do for you, there's nothing we can do for you. But anything we can do for you, you let us know.
Come on.
We love you, Roy.
Same here, man. All love. One love.
One love. W2 Roy, ladies and gentlemen.
W2 Roy.
Never disappoints.
Man.
You can leave your headphones on. We'll keep his mic on. He'll turn his mic on. I don't care. I want to listen to this this Bulls announcer. This is the game last night we were talking about. This is the comeback. So, and we're sure it's Stacey King who's the analyst on this?
Yes.
Okay, this is Stacey King. Stacey King used to play for the Bulls. He is the analyst. He's a very colorful guy. I like him a lot. This is the comeback yesterday, Bulls and Lakers, and it culminates with that Josh Giddey game winner, and Stacey King is in his bag, man.
I cut this up into two clips, Hawk, so okay. It's the first couple threes,
okay.
And then we'll listen to Austin Reeves and then the Giddey game winner, because I think just cutting it up, being able to react to both is good.
All right, here's the beginning of it.
12 seconds left. Bulls have to hurry. Get it into Vucevic. Quick pass to Williams. Big shot for three. Good. Oh, wow. 2-point game. 9.8 left. Oh, who's going to Giddey? The steal. Right for the lead. Yes!
Big time players make big time plays. Kobe, wait. Sub-zero. Bang, bang, bang.
What a wild sequence. And the cardiac Bulls have done it again.
Elizabeth!
It's the big one!
I'm coming, Elizabeth! Oh, Lord! I can't believe this! The cardiac Bulls! Everybody thought it was over. It's never over. Never. Not with this team. Oh, Lord! Elizabeth! I'm going down, Elizabeth! Oh, Lord! You big dummy! You big dummy!
See, that's all Samford and stuff. Samford and Son stuff, yeah. Solana, because the your big dummy is what he used to call Lamont.
Yep.
I don't know why he's in this oh Lord thing, but you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's when I do that on the radio where I keep saying something over and over to annoy people. That's a lot of times to oh Lord in like 12 seconds. Like, you know what I mean? But he is in his bag. So then here's the Josh Giddey game winner.
Here's Reeves. Reeves straight to the cup. Plays it in to take the lead. Bulls are out of timeouts. 2 seconds left. Giddey for the win. Go!
Oh, my God. I cannot believe this. Elizabeth, I'm coming, baby. Oh, Lord.
Improbable.
Unbelievable.
Impossible.
Magic Giddey. Good day, mate. Somewhere in Australia, Sydney, or Melbourne, Paul Hogan is somewhere there, Crocodile Dundee. Oh, Lord.
You may never see a wilder sequence than you just saw in the final 10 seconds. Oh. And Josh Giddey from down under beats the Lakers at the horn.
This is unbelievable. Bulls Nation, embrace this team. I'm telling you, the hype is real. This is not the same team. You better embrace them. Get your tickets. Buy them. This is a special team. Oh, Lord. Elizabeth, watch Giddey. Half court. That's a shot for the ages. That will be replayed when we're all gone. What a shot to win a game from half court. Wow.
That is so great. And it's the way that I would do it, which is just, oh, Australian, let me just empty my arsenal of Australian stuff.
Magic Giddey, good day, mate. Somewhere in Australia, Sydney or Melbourne, Paul Hogan is somewhere there, Crocodile Dundee.
I mean, just launching every
Crocodile Dundee.
Paul Hogan, Crocodile Dundee, Melbourne, Sydney, like just literally just emptying the arsenal of Australia stuff.
It's what I asked Doug Plagan. I asked Jason Jackson. A lot of play-by-play dudes. I was asking, like, do you have a game-winning token phrase or something that you have planned for that moment? You know his moment phrase was Samford and Son. And he couldn't get away from it. Like,
I'm pretty sure in win, lose, or whatever, Stacey King is yelling out, oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord is the thing.
And it's the big one, Elizabeth.
Oh, Elizabeth. Elizabeth.
It's the big one.
I'm coming, Elizabeth. Oh, Lord.
Amazing, man. That is amazing.
That is pretty good. But, like, game 63 is going
and
to be talked
the,
about
to forever. Be the 9 seed, by the way. They're a play-in team.
They're going
to
talk about that shot when we're dead and gone. No one's speaking about that shot.
But I love people who can get caught up in the moment in something that is obviously not as consequential as they're making it. But I love that. Like, that to me is exactly what sports is about. I love announcers like that. I love the Homer announcers.
With Billy Lindsay.
Yep.
That was the
But that was the Stanley Cup.
Yeah. This is game 65.
So what does this mean for the Heat, Solana? Because obviously the Heat and the Bulls are kind of jockeying for that 9-10, no?
Yeah, not good because the Bulls own the tiebreaker over Miami. So the Bulls remain a game and a half ahead of the Miami Heat. They do have one more game remaining against each other coming up later next week. But if the Heat and Bulls end up tied with the same record, that,
wait
of course,
a second. Where are you going, W2 Roy? You got to take a phone call from City of Hallandale? He's got a call coming in. Roy left right during the show. He's part of the show. He's got nothing to do. And all of a sudden, he takes his headphones off. He walks away.
Hey, what y'all doing?
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
I'm sorry. You were saying, so I didn't mean to interrupt you, but Roy seemed to be done with the show.
Uh-oh, Nicky getting on him. His face serious.
Basically, the Heat are two games back of the Bulls because the Bulls own the tiebreaker. So even if they end with the same record, it would be Chicago ahead of Miami. Miami has to end with a better record. Chicago now, I believe, has won four straight games with that victory.
All right, Roy is back now. He's got his headphones back on. What transpired? Was that your wife?
I check in.
Yeah. Oh, just a little check in.
She called me.
Yeah.
I missed the call.
Oh, and then
I was on the show.
Right. Yeah. And then if you miss one of her calls, she gets a little edgy.
Got to call her back though.
All right. Yeah, call her back quick.
Gotta call her back.
Even if it's in the middle of a segment like we were doing. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you got to call her back. You don't want to make her wait. Yeah.
No. No good.
So she can be working all night at Ultra, I guess, right?
Probably about 11.
Oh.
About 10 or 11.
All right. Yeah.
The whole weekend, Saturday and Sunday.
You'll keep the house clean and everything?
Probably cook a little something.
You going to cook her something when she gets home, have a hot meal?
What's your go-to?
Tilapia.
Tilapia. Now, there's an answer I did not see coming. In a million years, did you think he was going to say, oh, tilapia?
No. Tilapia?
Most people say it ain't cooking, so.
I swear to God, I thought he was going to say Chef Boyardee or a pack of hot dogs. Tilapia, huh?
But like, I get my little fish fry batter.
Ooh, oh, you fried up for?
Heck yeah. How else are you going to cook tilapia?
What size? You got some sides?
French fries.
Tilapia, French fries.
Fried tilapia, French fries. I'm coming to your house this weekend.
Bro, you need some veggies.
No veggies.
Like some fresh fruit, some asparagus.
Last time I made it with okra.
Oh, there you go.
So you fry everything?
Just about.
You use garlic powder?
Oh, yeah. You use Crowder powder?
I ran out.
You ran out of Crowder powder? Why don't you take care of him with some Crowder powder?
You
guys making meals.
You know, I got you, man.
You said that last time. I never got it.
Look at that.
I got to hook you up now.
Two con artists here going back and forth.
Bro, is everything fried?
I know bacon is supposed to be healthier. But the fried food tastes better, man.
It tastes better. That's what I'm saying.
I do use the olive oil, the good oil.
Oh, you use olive oil. Oh.
Now, what do you have to drink? Like a sugary soda?
Zero sugar.
Zero sugar.
Lemonade.
That's my guy.
The big jar?
No, the packages.
What do you snack
on? Water.
What do you snack on at night?
Chips.
Chips, a lot of chips. In front of TV, you eat some chips.
Roy, fried fish, fried okra,
that's my
fried
guy.
French fries.
Tilapia.
Chip.
Fried taste better, man. Fried would taste better.
But it ain't good for you.
What would happen if Nikki came home and you had grilled tilapia and some steamed broccoli waiting?
Ooh, she'll love that.
She'd love that?
She'll love that.
So why don't you do that for her?
I should.
Yeah.
I need to.
All right.
Yeah. You can get them bags, like the veggie bags. Steam in the bag. Throw a little seasoning on there, and it's healthy, man.
Better. Boil it.
Yeah.
No, you just steam it in the bag. You got it, like, in the microwave.
You put it right in the microwave. The bird's eye. Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
They got that?
Punch a couple holes in the bag. You're good to go.
Really?
Yep.
Steam in the bag.
I never heard of that.
Yeah, baby broccoli blend. That's the one
I
got.
Do you ever even look for vegetables in the store? Because they're everywhere.
Not really.
Why do you go in the produce section?
Not really.
Yeah.
No. Like the fruit and vegetable area?
Meat. Burgers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nuggets.
He's busy bowling.
My guy.
Sausages.
Love this guy. All right, we love you, W2 Roy.
All right, man, one love.
All right. 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour is coming up live here from Gulfstream Park.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
A dingo ate my baby.
Hawk and Crowder.